America Weekend.
You are in the absolute right place in the radio world. It is America Weekend. I'm Valerie Smaldone. We have a tremendous program today, all kinds of interesting information, entertainment, interviews, opinions, concepts, news you may not have heard about. It's all here on America Weekend. Why go anyplace else? I'm Valerie Smaldone. Great to be with you. If you've heard the program before, you know I'm a huge fan of Shark Tank. I would say obsessive. I don't have that kind of feeling for most television programs. I can take TV or leave it. I know many of my friends are addicted to something on Netflix or HBO or Showtime or whatever. They're just always into watching some episodic television, which I don't do any longer. Just, I don't have the time. I'm not interested in it. Don't have the energy for that anyway. But I do for Shark Tank. There's something about that show that captivates me. I think it's a mixture of the business world, the interesting personalities of the different sharks. I think it's the guests who come on with all these different inventions. All of that makes for great television. So I was dismayed when I came across an article in Inc.com, one of my favorite business publications, about why there is a bad habit you can get from watching too much Shark Tank. And I thought, why? No, it's all good. There's a lot I can learn. Well, this person who wrote the article, Jeffrey James, says that there is this movement in Shark Tank to do what is the pitch, right? The some people would say the elevator pitch. It's to get the message of the business into a very brief, digestible paragraph. What is your business about? Why do I care? And this individual who wrote the article said that entrepreneurs are taking that 90-second elevator pitch in the belief that it is a useful tool. And the writer of the article maintains it's not. It's a waste of time. The original concept of the elevator pitch was very simple. You get into a business building, into an elevator. These buildings can go up to, you know, 90, 100 floors. So you have a little bit of time. You meet the CEO of the company. And in that zero to floor 50 trip, you have the opportunity to pitch that decision maker about your business, your concept, your idea. That's the idea of the elevator pitch. Brief, digestible, and boiled down. So he had received, the article writer, he had received in an email an elevator pitch that the individual had broken into three different areas. And he thought it was just horrible because it was too much information. It was boring. It was not engaging. So how do you get around that? What he says in this article is there should be three sentences that you keep in mind. One is the benefit of your business. And ultimately, what's in it for the person who's listening to you? That's so important. Why should they listen? What are they getting out of it? The differentiator. Why get it from you? Why go to you for this product, service? Why should I buy it from you? That's the second one. And the third is the call to action. And that is, what do we do next? What's the next step? Those three things, this writer states, is extremely important to the pitch, to getting the brief, digestible pitch out so that there is that benefit, so that there is that differentiator, so that there is that call to action. And ultimately, this really should be a casual conversation. It should not be an assault. It should not be something that is rehearsed where somebody just starts telling you about their business. You know, that happens at parties sometimes. People will be networking at a business party and they start sort of selling you. And that feels really uncomfortable and it's not a conversation and you just want to get away from that person. So utilizing all of this is probably a great idea. It's modifying the elevator pitch, the Shark Tank pitch, and giving it a little bit more focus and making sure that it's a conversation and that you're telling a story ultimately. Hope this helps you next time you do a pitch. Thanks for coming along to America Weekend. I'm Valerie Smaldone.
America Weekend. Welcome to American Biker Minute. Ingestion of as little as 3 teaspoons of water from Reel's Putrid Bay produces a 99% chance of catching a virus, even as assorted body parts wash up on shore. Bikers don't have to attend Summer Olympics to catch something nasty on the next road trip. Today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Long ride or short trip, the biker will likely have the opportunity to wipe dirt from hands with a wet sanitary wipe towel. Take advantage or risk infection, an otherwise good road trip could be totally destroyed. Gas station pit stop bathrooms are a notoriously prime breeding ground for God knows what. Wash your hands. Grab the door handle with a paper drying towel. Leave communicable diseases to the Summer Olympic people. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on 2 wheels.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
For years, researchers thought a promotion made a person healthier by boosting their self-esteem and sense of control.
But a study at the University of Warwick found that people who get promoted have 10% more mental strain on average.
And they're 20% less likely to go to the doctor. The researchers suggest it's because more responsibilities mean less free time.
Our culture tells us we're supposed to move up, but there's more than one way to do it. One person may choose to move into management. Another one masters a craft and becomes known for it. That's moving up too.
It's tempting to just look at the money and status a promotion brings, but approaching it holistically leads to big success.
Find big success at biggsuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.